It's time for another episode of Blue Line Roleplay Podcast with your host Alex and your co-host Kyler. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so welcome guys to episode 4. So today we have announcement for the merch side and a couple of things I want to talk about the game afterwards. But the merch is finally out. We do have a couple. I'm going to talk about everything we have on the store. Where now we have there's more coming out from that series, like most likely. It's called the Gold Edition. We got a hoodie, all BLRP in gold. It's only dark colors like black, gray, I believe, and white. Then we have the normal hoodie, BLRP in black. We have the three kind of blue hoodies, the red and I think yellow in there, I don't remember. We do have phone case for iPhone and Samsung. We got mask, t-shirt for now. I'm trying to remember when I have diecast. I have a sticker that's just the word Blue Line Roleplay.
Masks?
We have masks, yes. We do got that. We got also stickers that just says BLRP in blue, in the Blue Line blue type. I'm forgetting something and I don't remember what I have in my own store. That's sad.
I
have a fanny pack in there somewhere. I don't have a lot of stuff.
Oh yet. Yeah, there's a fanny pack.
I'm still gonna release more of the Blue Line roleplay gold edition shirt. I want to add shirts and phone cases with the gold on it. It's going to be more fun. And it's gold stickers, so that's be something to add. I tried to be more... Like, honestly, it would help if people would tell me what they want. Like, if they want, like, a blanket, I'm going to make a blanket for you guys. But if they want something else, I can make it. It's just time to make it as... I have time for.
So there's BLRP gold edition premium pullover hoodie.
Yeah, I know. I think there's only one gold edition item in the whole store. That's the hoodie. And I told you yesterday, I try to make the price as cheap as possible to be affordable, but at least have because I have a minute. I cannot put as the price I really want because the site forces you to have like a $3 like minimum like profit in each item. So I have to put like as low as $3 profit on my thing.
So there's that the gold edition, there's BLRP hoodie, Eco Unisex hoodie, and then there's the BLRP t-shirt, which is the comfort tee, and there's the BLRP mask, there's the BLRP fanny pack, the BLRP die cut sticker, there's the BLRP iPhone cases, and then there's the BLRP Samsung cases.
Yeah, like in the cases most in like more in the cases stuff, there's a lot of cases. Like, I think you can have
yeah.
Case in there. There's a lot.
Because like, if I selected Samsung, it's the Galaxy S7, Galaxy S7 Edge, Galaxy S8, Galaxy S8 Plus, Galaxy S9, Galaxy S9 Plus, Galaxy Note 8, Galaxy Note 9, Galaxy Note 10, Galaxy Note 10 Plus. Galaxy S10, Galaxy S10e, Galaxy S10 Plus, Galaxy S20, Galaxy S20 Plus, and Galaxy S20 Ultra for the Samsung phone cases.
So basically, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of cases. Pretty much, I think you have the case you want in there. There's more stuff coming out. I'm working on a mug. I'm working on socks. I'm working on blanket for to be released. I don't know if it's going to be tomorrow or maybe by next week. So I have a couple things I want to work on and for
Yeah,
Garrison.
and then for like the phone cases, it's like it's the 6, 6S, 7, 6, 6S
Okay, I don't
plus,
think you need to do.
7, 8, 8 plus, X, XS, XS Max, XR, 11, 11 Pro, 11 Pro Max, SE.
Yeah, but for the case, I'm gonna release the gold edition version, the t-shirt also. I'm working on because there's items I want to have for the store, but you need a premium account for on Teespring, by example. And I'm just working with the owner of Teespring basically on getting the premium account so I can ha have hats to sell and bags and more items to have in the store.
Oh,
Because right
nice.
now I'm limited to a certain amount. But if I have the premium account, I can have more stuff to add in the store, like hats, bags, and pop socket and stuff like that. So it's gonna be more
Nice.
fun then.
And just the BTW, the BORP die cut sticker says RBLRP. So just so you guys know, it says RBLRP.
Yes, I want to include that R in there so we people know it's a. Because I've
Roblox.
been in, I made multiple servers in my lifetime. I made a GTA 5 server called Blue Line Roleplay one time, and that didn't last long, but the art does help. I'm back at the game a little bit, okay? Just backtrack out the game here. As a Civ, okay? As a Civ, what car do you hope to add in the game?
Oh, they pretty much have all, every car I want, but if they were to add a car, I would probably say the new Bugatti or Teslas. Most
Ooh,
like
that's a
more,
lovely car.
I'm more towards the Tesla side. But the new Bugatti, that would be cool too.
You know something that would be, I'm asking a bit too much here, but well, not th this one is not too much, but I mean, add like a dually truck. Like honestly, I always like the dually trucks, and if it's a Dodge, I don't care. If it's a Ford, I just want a dually truck. It's not that hard to ask, obviously. Just white a bit the back and two tires in the back again. Okay.
Have if they have like dually trucks for like an update, if they add
Yeah,
dual
that's
trucks,
yeah, dually trucks, but do you think they'll be able to make trailers? Or that too much to ask for at this point? I mean, it's
I
not I
said
heard. I
last
saw a
podcast,
game.
what I said last podcast may not be true for this one. It may be a little hard for them to make this. Oh my gosh. I'm playing a game on my Xbox and someone is glitching out. So we were adding Teslas. First of all, we were adding Teslas, and working on semis with trailers. It's just we sort of quit on it because it was like too hard, even for like five developers working on it at the same, working on one semi with the trailer at the same time. For like a month, we couldn't get it like set up, but I bet they're gonna try and do it some other time again.
Yeah. Okay, as a cop, what vehicle do you hope? I'm not a person that likes having sport cars as a cop car.
By
I
the
mean,
way,
as charter's okay, but like as having a Mustang or a Corvette as a cop, but it's not my style most likely. And I do you, is there anything that you want them to add as a new cop car like type?
not really, because they're already working on a cop Bugatti, so that's, I'm just sad, dude. They're already working on a cop Bugatti and Lamborghini, I'm set.
Yep.
They'll both cost money, but they won't cost as, they'll cost like half as much as the civilian Bugatti and Lamborghini, so that's gonna be sick. I just have to
But
work up a little bit of money.
it's gonna make RP less realistic as heck right there, but
Well, it's sort of like the Dubai Police Department, how they have like the 2018 Bugatti and the 2017 Lamborghini. So.
But just talk about our server directly. I saw most people, when you join a public server, there's like a limited amount of people in each department. But I disabled that thing so you can have unlimited people and just RCPD or just everyone be in one department. And I did that because.
That'll basically be true, because if they do expand the map, which they're making a save file, if they have a save file that they already expanded the map and they added more stations, like fire station, they added a smaller hospital. They made the main city bigger. And then the county was the added on part. Then it's a new county. They just have a save file for it. So if they do want to update the game to that stage, they will do it.
Yeah,
And it's actually pretty sick. They already have like tests. They already have like beta te They're already beta testing motorcycles that they have on the save file.
but also like if by example I mean if everyone's like a cop in our server and everyone's gonna be able to be a civ, but like if we need more cops and you register as a cop in the server, you're gonna be cop. But if we need more civ and there's a lot of cops, we're probably gonna ask you to go civ because we need more civ.
And they're adding a new command soon where you can team change people on private servers if there's too many people on one team. So that'll come in handy if they do expand the map to that stage.
I mean,
And
yeah, it.
there's gonna be three police stations and two sheriff stations and two fire stations, two hospitals, and there's gonna be the EMS team that I talked about last episode.
But like also everyone's gonna have a primary department and a secondary department. So if you apply in our server to be an example, RCPD, but your second department could be civ. So if you're like we need civ, you go civ, but if we need a real comp, you're gonna be the first one to be asked to be a comp because your primary department is a be a comp. It's you apply to be a comp, you're gonna be a comp. I have people before saying that they apply for cops, but when we need cops, you don't want to be cops. If you apply for cops, you're going to be cops. It's not that hard to ask, really.
And if you don't listen to staff and you're on a team, you'll be revoked from being on that team, and you will no longer be able to be on like the team any teams that you signed up for. You'll just be able to be on a civilian. And if like you don't listen to admins again, it'll be two warnings. So the second and third time you don't listen to admins, it'll be a warning. And then after that, it's a kick if you rejoin, and you continue to not listen to admins or do bad stuff, then it'll be a ban, and we will ban you from the Discord. No, we'll kick you from the Discord. Then you
But
can
like
tell us why you wouldn't stop. So you can like rejoin or DM us, or we'll DM them and ask them why they wouldn't stop, and then we'll invite them back, and then if they and like unban them and stuff, and then if they continue after that, we're banning them from everything and not DMing them because that was their last chance.
I got people asking, because technically RCPD, which River City and Liberty County is a two different technically two different location, would you prefer having the tunnel as a border for the server?
Not really, because actually in RCPDFR, that's Roblox County. And I helped make it a little bit, and RCPDFR has the same developer as ERR Silver Pines. And I got to talk to him twice. About both games, he like get some info about it, even though I helped develop both games a little bit. There is they're both placed in Roblox County. It's just ERR Silver Pines is placed in a different part of Roblox County. And the reason why they do Roblox County for their games is so that they don't have to like load search up images on Google and do all the hard work of research to get a realistic game, and they can just make up their own map and everything because it's Roblox County. So that's why they don't like use like real. That's why they use Roblox County for it. But I'm pretty sure the ER is actually a county. I wonder if they did base off of it.
Think that's pretty much it for today, right?
So RCPD is River City Police Department, and RCPFR is Roblox County.
Yeah. All right, you think that's good for today, right? Do you have anything else to say, or are you good?
Awesome.
Well, I think we're gonna end it for today, so we'll see you guys tomorrow.
It is 16 minutes, so.
Okay, well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
You just watched a Blue Man Roleplay podcast with your host Alex and your co-host Kyle. Hope you enjoyed it. I'll see you guys tomorrow.